Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
Good. Long weekend.
Hey, it's fantastic.
Stamps are playing today.
It's a slam dunk. It's going to be good. Looks like we're going to have decent weather and continue through, and backyard barbecues galore.
Yeah, well, speaking of backyard barbecues, mm-hmm. Thank you for your invitation. Tomorrow I'm going to be coming to your place and making a big mess, so thank you for that.
Maddie will thank you for that, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, she'll thank you. I told her that I'm making a mess because it's your place, too.
Very good. Very good. Yes, I'm sure I'll end up cleaning it up. We're going to talk about the retirement survey. Fidelity puts out an annual survey each year, and we've been tracking this for literally years. This is their 14th year in a row. I'm not sure we've hit every one of them, but we've certainly had a lot of them. And it's interesting to see the trends that are developing and how optimistic Canadians are or not about their retirement. So stick around for that.
And how prepared they are.
Well, yeah,
I don't think they're prepared enough, and I think the survey is kind of showing some of that data empirically as we see anecdotally on our clientele and people who are coming to see us.
Yeah, fair enough. I've got an interesting piece this week that I was talking to a person about. So in conversation, of course, we were talking about a lot of the uncertainties that we're facing. What's happening with the trade war, and what's the Fed going to do, and the European Central Bank with interest rate decisions. And there's all these things that we're thinking about. Yep. And what it raised in conversation with this individual is the black swan event, right? So it's this 2008 kind of scenario where out of the blue, something happens and it just kills the market,
yeah,
right? That's that three standard deviation move, right?
Yeah, so it's something that's so extreme that no one was prepared for that happens.
Right.
And it can be catastrophic to someone's entire retirement.
Yeah, exactly. And then the conversation switched to his comment. It was a passing comment. He said, well, you can't plan for the black swan. So my question for this segment is, can you actually plan for the unplannable?
The unplannable?
Yeah.
Is that even a word?
It is now. Oxford, if you're listening, put it in.
Okay. Unplannable is now a word. Okay. Good to know. Okay. So
can you plan for the unplannable? So we're freaking out. There's lots of people listening and we're laying awake at night thinking about, oh my God, what could happen here? And what don't I know?
This is the thing that our entire practice has been based on. Is can you plan for the unplannable?
There you go. See, it's a new word.
I'm using it. So I guess it's a new word now. When you have these major catastrophic events that don't happen frequently,
right.
They're so infrequent that people tend to forget it's going to happen.
Right.
And our entire practice of asset dedication, the four buckets and so forth, has been based upon how to protect people in those situations.
Right.
So to answer your question, can you protect yourself from a black swan event? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
And asset dedication is the solution to that. And so going back to how we separate people's money or dedicate money in different buckets, one's for income, one's for growth, and what happens in the markets on a day-to-day basis does not impact the income bucket.
Right.
What happens in the economy doesn't affect people on their income for a 10-year period.
Right.
But then the growth bucket, yes, have volatility, absolutely.
Right.
But let's go back to 2008. Our strategy didn't have the big impacts in the growth bucket as the markets did.
Well, never mind the growth bucket. Forget that. The income bucket, which is where people were really nervous. How am I going to draw income and support my lifestyle when this big black swan event hits?
Yeah.
We actually got a bonus. Not only were you not negatively affected, it was a bonus.
It was 2 years more income. So I think when people see volatility happen, let's go back to fourth quarter 2018, or when people see any kind of drop in the market, they immediately think about my income. My income is going to be impacted when the markets fall. So the markets fall 10%, I'm down 10%. That could be years of income that are gone.
Right.
This is why we have asset dedication.
And here, this is what I was thinking about after the conversation with this person. I was thinking about, it was an interesting comment because we actually have all been trained to plan for the unplannable as we've gotten older. So insurance is a good example. Why do you have life insurance? In the event that this horrific, unplannable black swan event happens and your family's taken care of.
You just recently built a home and you now have interesting different types of locks on your door and alarm system and video that you can see what's going on. You're hoping that it never needs to be used.
That's correct. So we talk about in the seminar, and we'll remind everybody about when our next one is, but this idea that you no longer have a singular goal. And this is what people have to recognize when they get to this stage of life. It's not just about growth anymore. It's about planning for stability and predictability of income.
So let me kind of jump in there really quickly, because I think people are still focused on, let's say you have $1 million and you need $50,000 of income from that $1 million.
Yes.
To live off the lifestyle that you want.
Right.
So many people are expecting their portfolio to grow at 5% per year so they don't erode on capital.
Right.
And so when people do those types of things, they take on a lot more risk. Think about what 5% is in income and what you need to invest into to get 5%.
Right.
So these black swan events that you're talking about can occur, can be catastrophic.
Yep.
Can wipe out someone's retirement.
Yeah. One of his friends, this person's friends, we were talking about income and dividend for income.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have all dividend paying stocks for income.
Oh my God.
You can definitely do that, right? There's lots of different ways to skin the cat. But he was horrified by this. And I said, well, we don't subscribe to that methodology either. Because let's talk about the black swan event.
You're so nice when you say this is something you can do. I honestly believe that this is a way that you can actually really impact your retirement. So yeah, you can do it. You can do anything you want to.
Right. But should you do it?
That's the question.
Yeah. Correct. Because where's the insurance? So what happens in a black swan event? This unplannable event happens. What are the chances? I mean, certainly you see stocks fall. And his friend's comment was, you just have to have the guts to ride through the system. Fair enough. Or to ride through this cycle. Okay, fair enough. But what happens if that dividend gets cut now? Because the board of directors determines that they need to retain capital to protect the company.
Do you know when you said that you just have to ride it through? You know what it reminds me of? When we get interviews of people who have gone through a major tornado or a hurricane, and they're just going to stay in that location, and they're like, well, you just got to ride it through and rebuild. How many times can you rebuild? You can't rebuild your retirement.
No.
You can't rebuild. So this is
most
so when
people
I hear
will not
comments
that.
Like that,
right.
I think of those hurricane victims who just say, we're going to rebuild.
Right. But it's a continuation of thinking that we were taught when we were growth investors.
Yeah.
Okay. So we look at dividend as part of the total return of a portfolio. It's not the income component to it, because you don't have that stability that you can create through other things, right? And you need an airbag. So I'm just saying to people that are listening to this, the goals change. You can plan for those things by having some insurance in your portfolio. I don't mean actual insurance products necessarily, but you have to build it with the idea that things could go wrong, right? And so we talk about having a base case scenario, but then very humbly ask yourself, step back and just say, could I be wrong?
So let's take that example of someone who has a full stock portfolio with dividend paying stocks to get the income that they need. What could go wrong?
Right.
And what's the impact to you? And can you survive that?
Right.
And then assign a probability of that happening. I don't think people do that. That's stress testing. We've talked about stress testing a portfolio.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario is a stress test. I don't think people do that. And I think that's the problem that we have when people are just looking at one answer to one problem and not looking at alternatives just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Okay, we're going to have to, this is a topic, I suppose, that we're going to educate people about. And we do that every single month. So let's just remind everybody when our upcoming seminar is, because this is a topic that's near and dear to our heart.
How do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to show you the strategy on Tuesday, August 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay. I think the piece, that we're going to talk about, people should come prepared if you're coming as a couple or single, write down some of the things that you're thinking about with retirement, some of the assumptions that you have, because we have an awesome Q&A period at the end where it's fair game. Ask anything you want, right?
I think when you meet with an advisor or you go to their seminars or anything, write down the concerns that you have.
Yeah.
Write down your fears.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
Right.
Right? How is that?
And how can you protect and plan for that?
And and those are the issues that people are coming to learn about. What are the concerns? What are your fears?
Yeah.
What are your questions? Write them all down in advance.
Right.
I don't care if you're coming to our seminar, you're meeting with an advisor for the first time, you're meeting your own advisor for the 25th year in a row.
Right.
Write them down and see how you're going to address those concerns,
questions,
and fears.
That's beautiful. Okay. Having said that, don't go away after the break. We're going to be talking about some current research to talk about what Canadians really think about retirement, how prepared they are. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.